Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Troubles in the air this morning. And I just want you to take away 3 points. I'm going to highlight them. I'm going to stop in the middle of my sermon and highlight each of those 3 points because they're very practical things that we can take away this morning. You know, in life, we really love to be a part of fairy tales because they give us an escape from our reality. In our house, we have a little box that helps us to go into Never Never Land and be a part of fairy tales. It has a bunch of costumes that our children can put on, and all of a sudden they're taken off to a whole new world, and everything around them changes. The wooden spoon that you stir things with in the kitchen, it becomes a magical wand that turns shoes into frogs. The couch, much to the parents' chagrin, the couch all of a sudden is transformed into a launching pad. The cushions go onto the floor, and the children can launch and act like they're flying and do amazing things. Everything changes in fairy tale land, you see. The table becomes a fort, the dolls become the audience, and the rug becomes an island that they can jump upon. But the best part of fairy tales, and the fairy tales that we all know, is that there aren't any troubles. There aren't any difficulties. The challenges just really aren't that difficult. What an escape away from reality. Don't you wish as an adult there was such a place that you could just jump into and live in fairy tale land? I think we'd all jump in. Well, this morning, one thing that I'd like to share with us this morning, it may seem like, Pastor, what are you talking about? That's a dumb point. But what I want to make sure to get out there here this morning is this. This life is not fairy tale land. And fairy tales are troublesome if we think life is a fairy tale, because fairy tales are not very realistic. Life is realistic. Some of the John Wayne movies, I know we got a lot of John Wayne fan film buffs here. I like John Wayne films too, but they can border on the edge of fairy tale, actually. Let me explain how they can. In John Wayne movies, typically they've got a male hero. He's a stud, John Wayne, and he does whatever he wants. He's independent, he's rugged, you're not going to tell me what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up over the mountain when I want to, and I'm going to shoot my gun, and I'm going to be dirty and do whatever I want. John Wayne, the hero of the movie. Well, on the other side of the coin, there's the exact opposite person, the heroine, the female. She's the exact opposite in John Wayne movies. She's polite, she's structured. There isn't one hair that's out of place. I don't know how they do it. She loves proper etiquette and manners. Now, how in the world a guy like that would ever connect with a girl like that is impossible. But you see in John Wayne movies, it's fairy tale land. And they come together. At the end of the movie, they ride off into the sunset. And it says they go happily ever after into the sunset. But never do John Wayne movies talk about how John Wayne, after they got married, went out with his buddies in the weekend and never came back. They never have that. That never happens. And never do they have never do they argue about who does the chores. That wouldn't make a good fairy tale. But here's the thing, the first point that we must come across. The movies, the culture, the media that we watch, they like to teach us that we can enter fairy tale land. First point here, you can take home. Life is not a fairy tale. Trouble exists. Trouble happens. Maybe some of you are dealing with trouble. The doctor calls, and he says the numbers aren't so good, and you're not as healthy as you thought. Trouble. Fairy tale is exploded. The candidate that you thought should have won in 2012 didn't win. Fairy tale land exploded. The candidate that should have won in 2016, that shouldn't have won, did. Fairy tale land. Oh my goodness. The thing that you thought should have passed didn't. Or the person that we're caregiving for drains us and we feel a lot of trouble. See, The Bible's very clear on this. Trouble is in life. Psalm 50, verse 15 says this, call upon me in the day of trouble. The Bible is the greatest resource for us because it doesn't read like a fairy tale book. The Bible is earthy and gives us people who have troubles and struggles. It's the best book to go to really relate to someone that's gone through what we've gone through. Think of some of the people in the Bible, for example. David, he didn't know what the next day was going to come, lots of trouble. Job had physical problems, boils on his body. Mary, the mother of Jesus, lost a son at a young age. Ruth lost her country, lost her people. Peter lived in poverty and died. Paul died as well, lost his family, lost his wife, and ended up in a shipwreck. And if we get anything, when I was reading the text here from Luke 21, my goodness, did you hear the trouble that Jesus promised on the last day? Not two stones will be kept on top of another. There you go. The second point that we can take away is this, that when we have trouble, the really good resource that we can go to is the Bible, because it's not a fairy tale. It tells us about trouble. We can open it up. In fact, that's the Psalms. The book of Psalms tells us about real life human emotion, and the troubles that we experience. But the third point is the most important. We don't need to carry our troubles. Troubles happen. We don't need to carry them. What a great song we had. A+, Colleen. We got together. We planned it out, the sermon, the song, everything. What a great song we had today. Lay down your burdens. Have you guys ever carried something that you found out that you didn't have to? That's really not fun. When Alicia and I were getting married about 10, 12 years ago, she was in Phoenix, and she bought the wedding dress down in Phoenix at a bridal shop, and we were getting married in Muskegon, Michigan. Now, one travel note here, it's very hard to get from Phoenix to Muskegon, very difficult, and we had to get the wedding dress from Phoenix up to Muskegon. We packed that bulky thing. You can't tell I was angry about it. No, you can't tell here. We had to pack that big dress into the plane in Phoenix, and we landed in Chicago. Then we took that big, bulky dress, got it out of the plane, and we packed it onto the train. Actually, it was in a taxi, the back of a taxi. Took it across town in Chicago and went to the train station, packed it onto a train that was packed with lots of people in the middle of the night, and stuffed it in between two people, this big, bulky wedding dress. You can tell I don't have any problems with that. And then we got into Holland, Michigan, and pulled it out of that train, and we got it into a car, and got in the car and drove an hour, and finally made it to Muskegon, Michigan. That's funny. Yes, it's funny, all the difficulties. But here's the kicker. We then found out, my goodness, the bridal shop would have sent it, and it would have been free with very little trouble. It's one of the worst things in life to carry something that you realize you didn't have to. Dear friends, Jesus speaks about the last day here, and I'm afraid many Christians and people have actually misapplied Luke 21. They carry the trouble of this passage. Maybe you heard a lot of the trouble that's in Luke 21. Wars, pestilences, disease, famine, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, persecution. And when sometimes people read this, many Christian bodies will do this, they'll read this and gripped with fear, and they head to the hills and dig a bunker and hide out and scared, because they carry the trouble of the last day with them wherever they go. That is not what Jesus is saying in Luke 21. Jesus is saying, I got this. On the last day, I'm going to appear with great power and glory, and I'm stronger than all of those things. And in fact, on that last day, we can all look forward to it, because we will be with Jesus, and he's stronger than all those things, as powerful as they are, war, pestilence, disease. Jesus can carry those things. If Jesus can carry those things in Luke 21, friends, can he carry your troubles? He can. What are your troubles? We carry them, whatever they are, in our hearts. We carry them in our minds. We think that we can cope by having broad shoulders and getting through life with the challenges that we face. We carry our troubles from our childhood with us. We carry the troubles of what one person said in our high school years all the way with us. When the truth is, Jesus could have carried it the whole time. Psalm 50, verse 15 that I quoted before, goes on to say this. Call upon the Lord in the day of trouble, for I will deliver you. I will carry you so that my name may be glorified. Jesus is strong enough. 1 Peter chapter 5 puts it this way, cast all your anxieties and troubles and cares upon me, for I care for you. Friends, wouldn't it be a terrible thing if we got to the end of our life with all the trouble that we carry, and Jesus came and we said, my goodness, I didn't need to carry all the trouble that I carried in my life. Jesus could have taken it. Friends, at the end, it's all going to work out well. It will be a happily ever after kind of scenario. We don't know what that'll look like. We speculate on what it'll look like. But the truth is, we're going to be with Jesus. And on that day, on the last day, we will be trouble-free. But in the meantime, if you have trouble, here's the thing. Come talk to me. Come to one of the elders of the church. Come talk. Leave your trouble at the altar. Let Jesus carry it. Let's pray about that. Dear Lord, we like to be kind of John Wayne, Lord. We like to carry things all by ourselves and be independent and think that we can carry the problems that happen in our life. But Lord, teach us a new way today, that we can lay our troubles at your feet and that life can be lived light and healthy in a healthy way. That's the way you want us to. And Lord, we thank you for that picture of the last day, not for the wars perhaps and the kingdoms against kingdom, but for this reality that your son Jesus has it, that he has the power to overcome it all and make things just right. Lord, we thank you for Jesus' strength. In his name we pray. Amen. We sing our sermon hymn this morning, On Eagle's Wings.